couldn't believe his ears. Miss Rebecca put up a nice bat house. He let out three bat cheers. A little brown bat that we call Matt flies all around and uses sound so he won't crash, bounce, hit, or bash. He's a little brown bat, and his name is Matt. A bat house looks like a box that's kind of flat with a little roof on top. The bottom's open where Matt flies in when it's finally time to stop. Eating mosquitoes and flying bugs in the air, Matt's busy all night long. Bats are a good part of nature. Now Matt's got his own bat song. A little brown bat that we call Matt flies all around and uses sound so he won't crash, bounce, hit, or bash. He's a little brown bat, and his name is Matt. He's a little brown bat, and his name is Matt.
His name is Musical Mark, and that song is Matt the Bat. You also heard Matt Glazer at Saturday night at the laundromat. Well, it's birthday time. Happy belated birthday to John and Carrick from his son, Josh and Carrick. Today we have Maria of Bradford Woods from Lisa, Dave, and Michael, Emily of Penn Hills from Mom Francie, and Grandma and Grandpa, and Paul. Lena of Butler from Stephanie and Richard, also celebrating today, Rosemary in North Carolina from your sister, Marcia. Carl and Shakara from Bob and Betty and Shannon and the whole family, Dominicchio, the kids, Maria, Patty, Carl, everybody. Finally, on the 8th, we have Nathan Patrick Snyder from Tom, Denise, and Cynthia. On the 9th, Roland of O'Hara from Chloe and Justine, Kayla of Shadyside from Mom, Dad, and Julia, Jack from Mom, Dad, and Sam in Old Washington, and Danny in Fenelton for Michael and Andy and Pam and Cherry and all of us. Your family's been listening for so many years. On March 10th, we have Mira of Poland from Debbie and Rich and Shannon and Ryan and Derek and Alex, and from us too. Also on the 10th, Jessica of Bear Rocks from Michael and Liz, Amy of Brentwood from Justin and Sean and Cody, John Henry Luke from Mom and Dad, Gabriel and Shaler also on the 10th, Jen of Jefferson Hills from Chad, Uncle Rudy from Marley, and also from Cameron, Catherine Alicia of Upper St. Clair, from Norm, Barb, and your siblings, Nathan, Becca, and Julie, and Serenity of Springdale from the whole Wellsby gang. And I always like to remember our friend Paul Dick, who was born on March 10th. We miss you, Paul. Think about you a lot. March 11th, Dwayne of Westview from wife Tiffany, daughter Zoe, and son Gabriel. Ryan from your family, Maya from the Bingham family. Also on March 11th, we remember the birthday of Joanne Rogers, who was born March 11th, 1928, the wife of Mr. Rogers. On March 12th, Helen Cavazza, the polka queen from Jack. That would be Dust Bowl, Jack. Happy birthday, Helen. Colleen from husband Ken and your family, Miguel of McKeesport from Marcy, your mom, and from Marcus. On the 13th, Dominicchio of Harmony, Mary Beth of Monroeville from son Noah, Marley from Tom and Dee, Wendy from John. Also on the 13th, we have Jackie of Glassport, from Tom and Karen and Tanya. Aline of Saco, Maine, from husband Jeff. And Michael of Fenelton, from Danny, Andy, and Mom and Dad, Pam and Cherry. Finally, Leonard of Monroeville celebrates on the 14th. Wife Linda wishes you a happy birthday. Alyssa of Valencia, from Dad Nate, Mom Karen, Sister Laura, and Brother Lucas, Eric and Point Breeze, from Regis, Ian, Joshua, and Regina, Rob of Morningside, and on the 14th of March, happy birthday to Dust Bowl Jack.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed employee of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Come on, New Orleans! and stomp through the crimmy second line. Somebody blow the whistle and let the game begin. Somebody blow the whistle, it's Mardi Gras again. Somebody blow the whistle, it's carnival time, my friend. We're gonna jump and stomp through the crimmy second line.
Ruffins. No reason to stop celebrating Mardi Gras. So much good music. And one of our friends, Melinda, spends a lot of time in New Orleans. And I know, based on the pictures she's shown, I know that she's been enjoying her time there. It is just about time to play Guess Who. We're looking forward to doing that with you, and we are going to get started with Guess Who in just a moment. And also this hour, we are going to talk a little bit about Chatham Baroque. Scott Pauley is going to be here. And he's going to share a little bit of music with us and talk in advance of the Chatham Baroque Peanut Butter and Jam sessions, which are going to be 1 week from today. And also there's one on May 10th. And our next hour, we have students from Mount Lebanon High School talking about a new school literary magazine. And students from Bell Vernon Area Middle School who are going to share information about a project they thought up and put together in order to help people in California who have had significant losses owing to the wildfires.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Summer Youth Guide, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time to play Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials. The initials belong to a particular person we have in mind, and that person could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody living or no longer living. Maybe it's somebody from film, music, another form of entertainment, history, government. No matter who it is, we think it's a name you'll recognize. And here are this morning's Guess Who initials. B. S. B.S. That's B as in butler. And S as in Squirrel Hill. Those are the initials, and those are not clues, just ways to make sure that you heard the letters correctly. You can guess as many times as you would like. Those are the initials. I will do my best to keep you posted with respect to how other people are guessing. Once again, the initials B as in Butler and S as in Squirrel Hill. Good luck to you as we play Guess Who. Wow, the guesses are coming in. And you can guess by phone, you can guess by text, you can guess using Interact Live, our email service, which you'll find at slvradio.org/radio. Text or phone at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Let me get started revealing guesses because there are quite a few coming in. Oh, Annie has a guess of Ben Stein. Not Ben Stein, Bueller. Bueller, remember, that's the actor who, believe it or not, was a speechwriter for Richard Nixon. He also hosted Win Ben Stein's Money and, among other roles, played one of the teachers in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Not Ben Stein. John and Carrick has Britney Spears. Bruce and Ingram says Billy Strings. It's not Billy Strings. That's a great guess. John and Carrick has Ben Stiller. Gail in Stanton Heights has Bruce Springsteen, Ben Stiller, Barbara Streisand, Bob Saget, Ben Savage, Brandon Sanderson, Brent Spiner, and Britney Spears, and also Ben Stein. I need to see who Brent is, an actor known for his role on Star Trek The Next Generation. Mike and Mars has Barbara Streisand. Nick and Susan in New York City, good morning to you both. Boris Spassky, Bart Simpson, Ben Stiller, Barbara Streisand, Barbara Stanwyck, Bill Sykes, that's one I need to look up, Barry Sullivan, Betty Shabazz, Billy Squire, Barry Sadler, the correct answer, Bob Saget, Bob Seger, Bobby Sherman, Jolie, do you love me? Bobby Seale, Bobby Short, and Ben Stein. Do you know who Bill Sykes is? A fictional character in Oliver Twist. James is in Freiburg with Bruno Sammartino, Billy Sunday, Bart Starr, great names, Barbara Stanwyck, Bill Skarsgård, Brooke Shields, Barry Sless, and Bobby Sherman. It's not those, but keep on guessing. Tom in McCandless has the correct answer, as well as Bernie Sanders, Boz Scaggs, Beverly Sills, Benjamin Spock, and a few others. B.F. Skinner, one that really stands out. Well done. 412-200-5975. So far, Nick and Susan and Tom are the people with correct answers. Our initials are B, S, and Barry Sanders, just guessed by Patrick in South Park. Barbara Streisand, guessed by John and Carrick. And a lot of guesses keep coming in. Bruce Springsteen from Patrick in Stanton Heights. Britney Spears, Basilio, San, Barbara Streisand, Baruch Spinoza, Bubba Smith, Barry Sonnenfeld, Bob Seger, and Brent Spiner. Mike and Mars also has Bobby Sherman. John in Economy Borough has Bruno Sammartino, Barbara Stanwyck, Ben Stiller, and also Brent Spiner. John in Carrick has Bob Saget. And Caden, as always, developed his own name this week. It's Bonnie Schrank. When you find yourself looking to downsize because there's too much in your household and you don't want to use storage and nobody seems to be interested in taking over the furniture or toys you no longer use or play with, but you want to keep them, turn to Bonnie Schrank. Bonnie is able to take just about anything and shrink it such that you can hold on to it and use it whenever you like. And don't worry, Bonnie Schrank is also affiliated with Ralph Enlarge. Ralph Enlarge will help bring your items that Bonnie Schrank took care of back to their original size so you can use them whenever you want to. Turn to Bonnie Schrank for all of your shrinking needs. Thank you, Caden. Linda has Boss Skaggs and Barbara Stanwyck. Billy Strayhorn, guest by Mike. Bram Stoker, guest by John and Carrick. Good guess. Ben Savage, also from John and Carrick. Here's Larry in Elwood City. B.F. Skinner, guess, and that's a great guess. Bubba Smith from John and Carrick. Benjamin Spock from Russ and Sharon and King. Brenda Starr from John. And here is a correct answer. Let me see if I know. I don't know who this is, so somebody got the correct answer. Your phone number ends in 06. If you want to let us know your first name and where you're from, well done. Mike and Mars is going to make me look up Benjamin Sisko, and I discover that he is another Star Trek character. Keeping me on my toes, which is good. Blake Shelton, guest by Russ and Sharon. Billy Squire, guest by John. Here's Gail with Bernie Sanders, Bram Stoker, Brooke Shields, Blake Shelton, Billy Strayhorn, and Barry Sanders, Benjamin Spock from John and Carrick, Bram Stoker from Russ and Sharon, Barry Sanders from Mike and Mars, Bobby Sherman from John and Carrick, Bell Star, also from him. So we have three correct answers so far. Beverly Sills from John, and I see Alan's texted us with Bobby Seals, not Bobby Seals. We'll be right back. but guesses have really been coming in. And let me see. Ricky has taken a couple phone calls. I sometimes don't get to those as quickly as I would like to. And Ricky, I'm working on a... I'll look for that in just a moment. For some reason, that message didn't make it to me, but it's on my end. You would think that we are 10 feet apart, and the chat program that we use to allow us to communicate with each other under these circumstances, you would think it would work just fine. There it is. Jennifer. Oh, Jennifer and Pete Jordan are listening together. Pete, I'm really glad you're tuned in. And Jennifer, thank you again for the donation you made in honor of your dad, Pete, who introduced you to SLB. And I wish I was in Florida with you. Well, I guess I kind of am, but I wish I could get the warm temperatures you probably had. They guessed Boris Spassky. Great guess. Nobody else has Boris, guessed Boris Spassky, the chess master. So not him, but a great guess, and it's so nice to hear from you. Bob Skinner, guest by John and Carrick. And Matt in southeastern Pennsylvania says Brooke Shields, Ben Stein, or Barbara Streisand. Not either of those, or any of those. Galen Stanton Heights says Bart Simpson and Ben Sisko. Jim in Black Ridge, I was curious if anybody was going to guess this. He guessed Buddy Sorrell. We were talking about Sally Rogers recently. Buddy Sorrell was the other writer, along with Rob Petrie, on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Bill Simmons, guessed by Mike and Mars. Alan in Squirrel says, whoever it is, they must be a big star. As in those initials, B, followed by S. Bubba Smith, also guessed by Matt in southeastern Pennsylvania. Mike, oh, that's a good one, Mike. Mike in Mars has Baby Snooks from radio. And John and Carrick just guessed Buffalo Bob Smith. Thanks for your patience as we make our way through all of the various guesses that are coming in. And we'll reveal the correct answer in just a few moments. We've had three correct answers so far, so it's not as if nobody knows the correct answer. That would sort of could let you feel a little down and out if that was the case, but we do have a few correct answers, and we'll give you a moment to add yours at 412-200-5975. Jess just had a guess of Billy Strayhorn. A great guess, but not Billy Strayhorn. Biggie Smalls, guessed by Andrew, along with Bill Sykes. Brian has a guess of Billy Strings. A correct answer from Margaret Sullivan McElwain. Well done. And Andrew has Bruce Springsteen and Bart Simpson and B.F. Skinner and Bob Sackett. Ralph has Billy Squire and Bruno Sammartino. Boris Spassky. Ben Stiller. And Bob Seger. Rich has Bernie Sanders and Barry Sonnenfeld. And Bottle Rocket Social Hall place in the area. He also has a guess of Blaine Siegel. Rich looks at his friends list for people with those initials. I like that you do that. Barbara Streisand, guessed by Ralph. Benjamin Sachs by Rich. And Beverly Sills by Ralph. And some more to give you. John and Carrick with Buffalo Bob Smith. Richard on the north side with Bob Seger, Bruce Springsteen, and Ben Stiller. Bill in Sheridan just got the correct answer. Cowboy by the name of Bob Steele from Jim and Blackridge. Barbara Stanwyck from Galen Stanton Heights. Brett Summers from The Match Game. A great guess. From Russ and Sharon, not her, nor is it Charles Nelson Riley. Matt has a guess of Barry Sanders. Boss Skaggs, guessed by Ralph and Old Crabtree. John in Economy Borough, you just got it correct. And Mike in Mars, you just got it correct. So Margaret got it, as did Mike and Mars, John in Economy Borough, Bill in Sheridan, Tom in McCandless, and a listener whose name I don't know, your number, a phone number, ends in 06, all coming up with the Empress of the Blues, Bessie Smith. Bessie Smith, who it just a legendary African American blues singer. She was nicknamed the Empress of the Blues. And was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989. Born in Chattanooga, Tennessee, she was young when her parents died. She and six siblings supported themselves performing on street corners. She began touring in a group that included Ma Rainey and then went out on her own. And she began recording in 1923. Unfortunately, she was in a car crash and lost her life and only lived to be 43 years of age. But she left quite a mark musically. And one of her best known songs is the one I used as a clue, if you picked it up, when I said maybe we know that it isn't the case that nobody knows the answer. That would make me feel pretty down and out if that were the case. The song Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out, Bessie Smith. We do have that all ready to go. Here's Bessie.
Once I lived a life of a millionaire, spending my money I didn't care. I carried my friends out for a good time. Bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. When I begin to fall so low, But if I ever get on my feet again, then I'll meet my long-lost friend. It's mighty strange, without a doubt. Nobody knows you when you down and out. I mean, when you down and out.
There's Bessie Smith, and Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. And a couple answers with Bessie Smith came through just as I began playing her. Actually, one additional one. Maggie is in Slippery Rock, and Maggie, also a Saturday Light Brigade charge to her, for knowing that we were looking for none other than Bessie Smith. Well done. And in just a moment or so, we have something special for you, a little early live music here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIALAudio.com.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org. for details.
Around, even though we don't have a game right now, here's a game. See if you can figure out the instrument, the name of the instrument you're about to hear. Scott Polley is here. And Scott Polley is part of Chatham Baroque, and you'll get a chance to hear this instrument. We'll see if you can name it or not as he plays it, and we'll also talk more about Chatham Baroque, especially some upcoming concerts as part of its Peanut Butter and Jam series. First, here is Scott Pauley. That was beautiful. Scott, what was the name of that song?
Good morning. That was just called A Scots Tune. So it's a Scottish song from the early 17th century written for this instrument. I guess we haven't said what it is yet.
Written for this instrument. Now, did you have any guesses? Were you thinking? What were you thinking it is? What is the instrument?
I mean, probably a lot of people are hearing, you know, a plucked sound like a guitar, maybe a little like a classical guitar, but this is actually a lute, L-U-T-E. And the lute is, you know, a pear-shaped instrument from that goes way back to actually the North African and Mediterranean cultures. It's still played today. They're known as the oud. And the oud means just simply wood. So it's al-oud is of wood. And that became the European lute around 1000 AD. And this particular lute I'm holding today is from about 16... Well, it's a copy of one from about 1600.
It's beautiful. I was trying to count the strings if you saw me squinting. I think there are 11...
Well, yeah, and they're double courses, what we call, almost like if you're familiar with a 12-string guitar. So you have two strings of the same pitch. So they're actually altogether eight courses, and most of those are doubled except for the top course. So I guess I have 7 times 2 is 14 plus 1 is 15 altogether.
I missed a pair.
Yeah. So this is what you call an eight-course Renaissance lute nowadays.
This, I know we're going to talk about more serious things, but this could be the new eye test.
Right.
You know, whether you can count all the strings. And then for people who haven't learned how to count yet, like if you're very young, you could hold it, like which direction do you see the neck pointing?
Right.
You could indicate that. I remember they would tell you which letter, the E, which direction is the E
yes, right.
going in. It's a beautiful instrument. Now, you mentioned this is a reproduction.
Yes.
Who makes these?
So there are specialists, you know, instrument makers. We call them luthiers. Even if they make something else like a violin, they're still called a luthier, meaning they're a maker of lutes. And so this was made by a Canadian lute maker in Vancouver named Grant Tomlinson.
The neck, rather than, or the headstock, I should say, rather than continuing straight from the neck, is bent back at about an 80 degree angle, almost at a right angle.
Yeah.
Why is that done?
It's an interesting question. I think it's somewhat structural. There's a lot of tension on those strings, so it kind of provides a counterweight to that tension by being set at an angle. That's the best theory. Some other people have theorized that maybe it's like if you're sitting next to people in an ensemble, you're taking up a little bit less space. You know, there's that idea too. But I think it's I think it's probably more a structural thing that it helps the lute stay intact with all this tension on the strings.
It's beautiful. And by the way, John and Economy Burrow, and I see Russ, they both identified instrument
good
as
job.
A lute. I missed their messages until I turned around just a second ago. One reason you're here is there are a number of peanut butter and jam sessions coming up. It's been a while since I've been to one because they're almost always while we're on the air.
Right.
But they are absolutely fun. It's a way for kids and adults to enjoy each other together and to learn more about this form of music. I'll give you the dates and locations in just a minute, but what happens when you have a peanut butter and jam session?
So peanut butter and jam sessions are designed for pretty young kids. We say our typical average age is 2 to 5. And but often we have siblings who are even younger or even a little older who come along. So we have everything from, you know, maybe babies to 8 or 9 year olds, I would say, who come along to our shows. It's really fun because you don't have to be kind of a perfect little concert goer yet. You're encouraged to come as you are. We don't sit in chairs. You kind of sit on the floor. There's a lot of different activities with stories and some movement, dancing. So your child are not sitting there quietly for, you know, 45 minutes. There's a lot of activity and we break things up. We play real excerpts of Baroque music, but we don't make things too long. So typically, you know, two or three minutes is our longest selection. And, you know, we try to keep the music lively and fun. We have a kinder music teacher, Linda Wingard, who kind of leads the ceremonies, as it were, and she's really good with children, and she'll participate in a lot of games with them, and then she'll ask us questions about the instruments so we can talk about the instruments and the music with everybody. It's very relaxed. You know, you don't have to, like I said, you don't have to be a seasoned concert goer by any means as a young person.
Well, and it's really a great opportunity to expose your kids or kids that you know to live music, and also they can talk with the musicians afterwards.
Afterwards, we like to chat with everybody, and, you know, people come up and they maybe get to pluck a string, or, you know, it's very fun, and kids really seem to love it. There are some kids now who we've you know, we've been doing this a while now, and we come back, and they're like in their 20s, and they're like, I remember peanut butter and jam. You know, you have that kind of connection with people years later.
It's been a long time. You can learn more at chathambaroque.org. Now, the next session is going to be March 15th. That's 1 week from today at Calvary Episcopal Church. There's one at 10 in the morning, then a little break, and one at 11:15. And it's called The Adventures of Vi and Len. Do I have that right?
That's right. That's right.
So, with Julie Andrzejewski.
Andrzejewski, yes. So Julie was our former violinist years ago before she left for kind of a teaching career in Cleveland. And we're really happy to have her back with our current violinist, Andrew Fouts. And the two of them are going to play the characters of Vi and Len. You can hear the, you know, how it sounds like violin. So it's just that they're the stringer.
I was trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
I should have figured that out. But.
So Vi is, you know, the sister, and Len is the brother, and they have some musical adventures during this story that we do. They're called the Stringer Family. We have a long line of Stringer Family books that our kinder music teacher Linda has kind of created as part of the Peanut Butter and Jam series. It's very fun. The kids enjoy the story. They get to hear music at the same time. So they'll be exploring, you know, all of the things about the string family.
So that is a week from today, Calvary Episcopal Church, which is in the Shadyside neighborhood of Pittsburgh, at 10 and 11:15. And then the day before Mother's Day.
That's right. The next one coming up on May 10th is is, in fact, right before Mother's Day. So that one is called Celebrating Mom, and it'll be music, you know, that will kind of honor our mothers and grandmothers. And but it'll also be kind of fun because it'll be outdoors at the Allegheny River Trail Park in Aspinwall. So that's a really fun venue.
Yeah, if you haven't been, I was only there for the first time about 3 years ago.
Right.
And it's a beautiful space. It can, you know, rain or shine,
right,
there's a way to hold the
and
event
in fact,
there.
We use a space there that is covered. So, in fact, if it is raining, unless it's terribly, you know, with thunder and lightning, we'll go ahead with the program, rain or shine. So, there's a beautiful kind of covered space right next to the river. And we set up there outdoors, and people can set up their chairs or just come as you are. And we do the program right outside. It's nice to get outdoors and hear music at that time of year.
So that is Saturday, May 10th at 10 in the morning, Allegheny River Trail Park in Aspinwall. You can learn more about Chatham Baroque at chathambaroque.org. There's a lot more that they do to preserve music from this period. And I'm sorry, we had other musicians that were scheduled. Andrew was going to be here,
right,
I think, and he's under the weather.
Well, in fact, he had to go off and take care of a sick relative.
Oh,
so,
okay.
That's what happened. So he sends his regrets, but he'll be ready for peanut butter and jam next week for sure.
Well, he needs to. Well, I guess Julie is going to be Vi in that
yes,
show.
Yes, also Julie and Andrew together, which is a great opportunity to hear really two of the best Baroque violinists in the world, in my opinion. So they're really great.
We're going to hear one more selection. By the way, good morning to Keith in Stanton Heights. Thanks for checking in. Anything else you'd like to say about the shows? I do want to urge you, as you consider going, I like what you said about you don't have to have perfect concert etiquette.
Right.
A lot of adults bring their kids to shows and can have a lot of stress because they're trying to.
This is the low stress version of that. Yeah. We don't want people to feel any stress at all and just come and enjoy. And if there's talking, if there's a little bit of chatter, if there's crying, that's all part of it. And it's all good. So, we encourage people just to come and try it out, enjoy it. And, It's a lot of fun. Just also on that same weekend, we do have grown-up versions of those same concerts, 14th, 15th, and 16th at three beautiful different venues around Pittsburgh. And you can find out more about those also on the chathambaroque.org website.
Excellent. And while we have a moment, I'll acknowledge the Allegheny Regional Asset District for its support of Chatham Baroque and also for its support of the Saturday Light Brigade. The Allegheny Regional Asset District makes so much possible. It's become more important than ever to have local communities supporting arts organizations. We're grateful, and I know Chatham Baroque is too.
Incredibly grateful. It's a unique situation we have to have RAD in our area to support arts and all sorts of cultural institutions, events, and organizations.
Now, are you ready to share another song? What are you going to play?
So I'll play another Scottish tune. This one is just called The Canaries, like the bird. But I don't think it has to do with birds. I think it has to do with the Canary Islands. So the Canary Islands, if you're not familiar, are a group of islands off the coast of northern Africa, and they became kind of Spanish territory during the time of this music, and they were kind of a stopping point between Spain or other countries in Europe and the Americas. And this dance, the Canaries, was really popular everywhere in Europe in like the 16th and 17th century. So that's where it comes from.
It's on all the jukeboxes
that
time. Here again with our thanks from Chatham Baroque is Scott Polly. Thank you. Polly from Chatham Brook, chathambrook.org. Thank you again for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Here now is Ann Feeney with a tune called Oh Bessie, Blues for Bessie Smith, who was today's Guess Who.
Broken dreams. You know this cold, cruel world ain't what it's made out to seem. She was a rose in the winter. Oh, Bessie. Oh, Bessie. Eyes full of fire. She bled to death in a car round the back. Oh, Bessie. Oh, Bessie. Voice like the earth, songs of broken dreams. You know this cold, cruel world ain't what it's made out to seem. But she was a rose in the winter. Oh, Bessie. Oh, Bessie.
Isn't that nice? That's Ann Feeney from her album Heartland. One of my favorites. Women's History Month, and a lot of folks are remembering Anne and other women. In fact, I earlier played a couple songs for International Women's Day, which is today, and it made me think of another one I wanted to play, and I'll play it next. It's an older song. But it's one that I think you'll enjoy. And as I noted, that will be coming up shortly here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
A Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh City schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn, in every school, every day. A-Plus Schools 2024 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about students' achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
Join us as we celebrate our Hill District Oral History Project. SLB and Macaulay Ministries invite you to celebrate Women of the Mercy Corridor, featuring 66 profiles of women as gathered by 77 youth. It's going to be March 20th from 6 to 8 o'clock at the Drawn X Grayson Community Center. Learn more at tinyurl.com/Women of the Mercy Corridor 2025. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM, Grove City, WCUC, FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, Tube City, online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org. Williamson. And boy, that song used to get a lot of play in the 70s. Chris was quite an icon for the women's movement, along with Meg Christian, Holly Near, and many others. We wanted to feature her on this International Women's Day. Speaking of which, I'm looking at four women in front of me who you'll get a chance to meet in just a moment. They are all from Mount Lebanon High School. Three are seniors. One, I believe, are you all seniors? We'll find out. One is a sophomore, and you'll get a chance to meet them shortly. They're going to be talking about a literary magazine called Pulse, which is at Mount Lebanon High School.